Herbs in Action. Reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Jessica Bray Turner, and I am a PhD candidate at West Virginia University. American ginseng is a very valuable plant of local importance. I study the conservation, or how we can make sure ginseng's around for future generations. One time in college, I was walking with a French exchange student, and we were walking along the storefront, and there was a bunch of lavender in front of it. And she goes, "Oh, this plant always makes me think of home." And she started describing the long rows of lavender in the fields. But it was funny because I come from southeastern Ohio, and when I think of lavender, I also think of home. And that's one of the things that's really amazing about plants, is it can just connect people from all sides of the world and give them a similar experience. Lavender has been used for over 2,500 years. It's been used for a variety of different reasons, everything from putting it in baths so they smell good, to cooking, help with treating acne. It's been used as an antiseptic, as an anti-inflammatory, antimicrobial. Apparently even can help suppress sprouting in potatoes when you're putting them in storage. I know when I made sugar cookies that had lavender in them, I took some of the leaves and then I diced them up and then added them to the sugar cookies. I think it's a really non-traditional herb just because you think of more savory, more stronger flavors. But with lavender, it's just so light and kind of summery. It really just adds this extra dimension. Lavender is also from the mint family, so it's very aromatic. Approximately 20 different species of lavender that are found mostly like in the Mediterranean region of Europe. Since it's been cultivated, it's been brought over here. The ancient Romans and the Egyptians had it. It's also wide commercial importance because it's so cosmopolitan in nature. It's really easy to propagate lavender, especially in the region that we're in, the temperate region. So you can buy it pretty much anywhere in any store, and you want to get a variety that's winter hardy.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs. To hear this feature again, or to learn more about herbs from around the world, visit mjbergerfoundation.org.